Do you have an arts program for like that's connected to the day program down the street, or like a special needs kind of?
They do come in sometimes and paint. Before 2020, we did have a lot of different programs for autistic or ADD or
anxiety, or
like special needs groups. At the moment, not so much though. Mm-hmm. We do one-off special requests if they want to come in and do a little painting class or freestyle. We have on Thursdays we have freestyle painting.
But the day program did come in.
CMHA, they were a big one. We painted with CMHA group.
They probably came in like.
It was like every week.
Yeah.
We painted with them, Bob. And
so you're able to provide that therapeutic aspect of art.
Yeah. I'm like not certified in therapy, but certainly a big enough heart to help in that way.
Well, just part of that holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so cool. You also have live music. Who was your first? Do you remember who your first live music was?
Our grand opening was Jordan.
Oh, yeah, back in 2016 when we first opened, March 11, 2016, our grand opening was jazz trio, Jordan, Dick, and Blair. Wasn't it Blair came out too? And Jake. McIntyre Paul, wasn't it the three of them? Or I'd have to look at photos to see, but it was the jazz trio. And that was in the original space where Anvil Coffee Company is now. That was our first storefront. But for the Night Cafe, I wonder if our first live music night was Mosey Bones?
Maybe.
Or maybe it was. We also have a Kaylee band that comes out, a big group of fiddlers that come out and play real Irish Celtic.
What other kinds of music have you had here? Did anybody come play this piano?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we got a line on a baby grand piano for the new space, too. So hoping to activate that a lot more as well.
There's been some talented artists that come through, like, on tour, and they've maybe heard from another artist.
Mm-hmm. Out-of-towners. Elliot Seaway. He's like a folk
bluegrass
country, like new wave country, I think is maybe what they call that.
Have you ever thought of hooking up with Roots and Blues to have this your venue as part of Roots and Blues?
That would be awesome.
We've got kind of,
they're a busy group, though.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty excited with what Dave is talking about lately with...
Do another crawl.
And, like, making Salmon Arm kind of known for music. So linking that, kind of how Song Sparrow fills that need, but spreading it throughout the community as well, and connecting artists with venues. So hopefully one day we can be to the point where we'd be a viable venue for Roots and Blues. Yeah,
I suppose space is the battle right now, where technically we're only 59 seats in here.
On this side, yeah. So you can fill that up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But with the expansion, we double and then...
Mm-hmm. When I was in here the other night, it was Jordan and Jake, and I'm not sure if that was the same drummer or not, but... Yeah, those guys play here a lot. They're so good, though.
Oh, they're
so
good.
So good.
Yeah, pretty talented bunch.
Yeah. They work hard for their tips. It's kind of neat how art is so versatile. Like, it's music, it's food.
It's word,
yeah. The poetry group hasn't been in for a while. We need to get in touch with them.
The writers group.
It's all like expression, and to encourage that is really cool. It's really great.
In terms of the menu and creating ideas for that? Is there one person that thinks of that, or?
Yeah, I guess that's both of us at the moment.
I guess.
You're the pit boss.
Yeah. Yeah, I cook the meat, but Jenna creates dishes from that. And I guess they play off each other, because if I do something simple, then she has to compensate, or vice versa. Yeah.
Very limited kitchen, too. Yeah. Like, very, very limited at what we can do with the equipment we have. But.
Well, it's interesting how menus have evolved. Now it's like all this fancy stuff with all these pairings of different flavors that I guess it's just been an evolution.
Yeah. I'll probably be making the fig and brie pizza until the day I die.
Yeah.
It's by far our best-selling item. And
did you come up with that yourself?
Oh, yeah.
It is good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where I lived on the island, there's fig trees growing around town. You could go pick figs and eat them.
Well, that's next level. Now it's local fig and brie pizza.
You said you're part of the Downtown Business Council?
Mm-hmm. I've been on the DSA board since 2017 or maybe 2018, so it's been a while. But really nice to have kind of an insider's view of where we're going as a downtown association, and it's really neat to be a part of the growth, like evolution of downtown. We have a lot more food service businesses, weekends and still food and the NOM.
What's kind of the outlook for downtown Salmon Arm?
How do you play off the like cute and quaint way that Salmon Arm is without wrecking it? Constricted by railway was before the underpass, but railway and TransCanada and then residential beyond. But it's kind of this cute, compact, people come to Salmon Arm to see the downtown, to shop. It was one of the things that attracted us, like, at the beginning.
It's yeah.
Super cute.
It's a really cute downtown. So it has lots to offer.
How do you nurture that without wrecking it or, like, diluting it? It's hard to help without hindering.
It's like you said, how do you progress and still find that balance?
Yeah, carefully, I guess. we're lucky there's stakeholders and community members that care a lot and care about improving and at the same time preserving even like Heritage Haney's involvement with keeping record of heritage buildings, the ones that haven't burnt down through the years, and recognizing them, giving them they put a plaque out there with the history, kind of. I think that's cool because it shows people that there is a history, and then everybody's kind of on board of same united front that we should keep the little bit of history that didn't burn down, we should hold on to.
My dad was on the council here a couple of years, and it was important for him to make sure that the fire departments were all set up. I know one thing I want to talk about before I forget is the outdoor seating.
Oh, yeah.
How did that start?
They did a pilot project for outdoor patios, like permitted patios, and no one participated. This was years ago, but we knew we wanted a patio. So we went in 2019, went into the city, and we just mentioned it, like, how do we get this process going? It wasn't really a thing because the pilot project didn't work for them. But then during the pandemic, the public health officer shut down indoor dining. So a lot of different cities started doing the sidewalk patio permits, and Salmon Arm jumped on board. So we applied.
Why do you think that before that no one wanted to participate?
I don't know.
Maybe parking, maybe the expense of
the expense of building a patio, and how do you build it, and who's going to build it, and
You gotta take it down every year.
Yeah, and it seems to be like a common theme. I don't think that it's a problem at all, but it seems like it's a common theme that people think parking is a problem. So the thought to take away parking spots maybe didn't appeal to most. But really, I think it's because it's a pain in the butt to source, to build.
Well, during the height of all of that, I made a little trip over to White Rock area when, you know, everything was trying to shut down. And that the main strip of White Rock has the ice cream shops open till 1 a.m. and like the big like boardwalk where you can walk out into the towards the ocean, and then you can like see across, and it's like, oh, that's the U.S. and over there on the right there's the island. But they actually changed, they just recently changed it back now, but they had changed, they had made that entire main strip a one-way to then allow the patios to be so much bigger than just some side parking spot.
Nelson's the same.
It's gonna get there. Yeah. Seminar's gonna get there. We have a one-way street that we could, you know, close down in the summer.
And they do from time to time for events and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, too. This was a one-way for a while, too. What was that like?
It was awesome. We had twice the amount of parking in front of our business.
Yeah, we liked it. I know it didn't really help everyone, and I think it was hard for trucks unloading at the grocery store. And
it's kind of a main artery for Lakeshore.
Yeah. The thought of construction downtown and rerouting kept people out of downtown. We didn't notice it because we're open at night and it's like different. You're attracting people to eat and everyone's hungry, but for a retailer, perhaps it was like people would just avoid downtown because of construction and they're not sure how it works and which route, so they just don't bother. So I know that some people enjoyed it, like us, and then some people didn't like it at all.
Do you think the patio outdoor dining will grow?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, I think Alexander Street is an example of that. Yeah. You've got two for Pico, one for weekends, one for still food. So hopefully that can spread.
Yeah, like it's above the, they kind of made exceptions because they have more restaurants on that street. So they made exceptions for more patios. Probably in fairness, probably. Mm-hmm.
What's it like being a business in downtown Seminar that's open at nighttime?
You know what it feels like when you're trying to roll a dice and really hoping it lands on six? Kind of like that. We can end up having nights where I'm like, it's Wednesday, why am I full understaffed and running like a madman? And then, oh, there's just one other event in Seminar happening, so downtown's gone. Like, everyone's somewhere else. It's a complete roll of the dice, which can be half the fun. But you never have any idea. You can kind of plan that Fridays and Saturdays we'll have more of our regulars, and, like, we'll hit a certain number. But Thursdays, I find, are some of the most random days. Because, you know, I forget when kids don't have school on Fridays and stuff like that. And that hugely affects whether or not we're in the weeds. So... Yeah, being a small business in Salmon Arm that, you know, can make drinks and stuff like that and pretty good food and, like, has, like, something that not a lot of other places have, because in a small town it's easier to be special. It's you get hit with random waves, like that movie festival thing that was going on last weekend. What was it called?
The Comedy Tour?
No, it was just last weekend. It was like this film festival thing.
I saw something about that. Oh. Yeah. I was like, wait, I missed that.
And on that day, I opened, when we opened up at 4, you know, I had two seats available.
Right
after we opened. It's just like big table, like our big table's full, all of our four tops and two tops full. And I'm like, normally I get my big rush at 6, 7 o'clock. My servers don't show up for another hour. So yeah, it's just small little events in this town changes everything.
And that's that's the goal of downtown Salmon Arm, is to piggyback those things that are already happening, to just bring people downtown. That's kind of our mantras. Get them downtown, and then, you know, it's up to the business owners to
attract
into the door.
There's a need for collaboration then amongst the...
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. I know, like, when we're full, we always give people... Like, when I'm at the door and full and I see people leave, I try and give them, like, here's a couple of places you could go if they have kids or not kids, or... And I know other places do that too, because they said we were sent by this, or... So it's kind of neat to see...
Yeah. It's not a dog-eat-dog kind of industry here in Salmon Arm. I haven't gotten that at all from, like, other, you know, similar business types open at night.
It's usually, it if like we're busy, they're busy. If they're slow, we're slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's lots to go around. It's not like a competition where you're fighting for customers. And again, like I said, like, the community... Anything you open, the community will come and see. They'll go make their own judgment whether they like it or not. But they will come and see. And that's like, if something opens, we go see it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do in Salmon Arm. You go support.
On top of that is, like, Salmon Arm's population, I think, is roughly around 20,000 people. So if you think, okay, most people can name most of the bars, the restaurants in town. A few chains and then a few local ones. And, like, there's not a little amount, but it's nothing like going to Vernon where you can, like, forget about a place. If you're a local in Salmon Arm, you're like, oh, we got this option or this option. So even if you think of just if 5% of the population go out, we're all scrambling to try to serve them all. Like, it's the ratio is... in our benefit right now, as long as, you know, people can get back into the rhythm of going out more, kind of reversing the damage done over the last few years.
Earlier we were talking about the sense of community and belonging that a group can have. What's it like for yourself at night when it's full and there's a bunch of sort of like-minded people? How does that make you feel? Like, how do you...
Well, most of the fun I have in this is, you know, making the people that come in here feel special. Like, I have a few regulars, they're like, can you make me something that's, like, fruity with gin? And they just, like, blurt out something that, you know, they don't know all the ins and outs of, you know, this industry, but they like the idea that they can ask for something that I might not ever be able to make again, and it'll probably be, you know, pretty good. And they can try it, and they can enjoy it, and they can be around people. And I've seen conversations where I know these people are maybe one far left and one far right. But the environment that we've tried to have is, well, where we sit politically compared to where most people would expect us to sit politically, with the fact that we're an art studio / cafe, can attract both sides of the political spectrum, I guess. Because as soon as conversation ends, that's where, like, anger starts to form. You become fearful or angry of the other side when you don't get to talk to them. So I know lots of people here that are, you know, have become my friends that were just regulars, and they have completely opposing political, religious, or any other views than me. But that doesn't stop me from, you know, being able to enjoy time with them. The weird fact that, you know, this weird half bar, half art studio has caused people to be able to communicate in this space and maybe continue to do that outside of this space.
When you're talking about that, I'm starting to think, like, in New York City in, like, the late 50s to early 60s, that was the kind of environment where people would come and talk about different ideas. And
modern day speakeasy.
Yeah, so you got the expansion... Hopefully.
End of January, they'll be out. So February 1st, we can start cutting holes in the wall, the plumbing, electrical, putting in the fixtures. We are, like, March 11. We have to be open for St. Patrick's Day to have Roman back in.
March 11 was our first, 17.
Oh, 17, yeah. St. Patrick's Day, 17. We have to be open for the 17.
Should be.
The Night Cafe grand reopening with double the seating and a significantly larger bar sitting space and much more that, you know, I don't even know if I can say all of them because we have so many ideas we're trying to make happen.
Efficient pizza oven.
Yep, yeah. Something made of brick.
It's going to be a grand old time.
We're certainly not doing it for fame or fortune. Like, this is a...
it's a labor of love.
Yeah, it's like it's the most rewarding, thankless job, rather. Yeah, we're not doing it for money or fame. But we're certainly doing it for the community, just to bring something, because in return, might sound selfish, but in return, it fills our souls to see the people and know that we're maybe something a little neat. Maybe a little kid comes in for a birthday party and has never seen a bear on a piano wearing a hat or never seen a big painting of something. Just want to inspire. It's contagious, right? You see all the wonderful things people are doing around town. We just want to be a part of it.
Rent's also nice. But
making rent, yeah.
Making rent.
Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm.